Hey, I miss you. And I feel silly for saying that, but even when I say that, I think of you telling me not to feel silly, right? That my feelings are valid and you want me to feel them, and that you want to reassure me that everything's okay with us. I'm tired. I had a fairly productive, lazy day. How's that for an oxymoron? And you're on my mind. You always sort of are this time of night. It's weird not talking to you. It's weird wondering what you're doing and wondering if you're thinking about me and hoping you miss me. At least I think it's weird. You'd be pleased to know that I relaxed for a good portion of my day. That, the headache I've had for the past 4 or 5 days has finally gone away. That I slept in. That I made myself a very delicious breakfast. I made grits with butter and real milk, not almond milk, not water. I still made them the lazy way, though. I know I told you about that before. But they're still good that way. I can make them taste like they've been cooking for 30 minutes. I have my methods. I hung a painting today. I organized my books. I cleaned. And, I hung out with my pets. And I had a little bit of red wine. That was a while ago. That was for dinner. And it was tasty. And you might like it. I'll save you some. It'll probably be bad by the time you get back, but it's the thought that counts, right? I miss your voice. I miss your voice most of all. Just, when we talk and you say hi, I told you, just put me at ease. There's this softness there that always takes me aback a little bit. And, yeah, I'm missing that right now. I don't want to get too sappy, so I'll cut this short, but I hope you are well, and I hope you are without stress, and selfishly, I hope that you miss me just a little bit. Okay, I hope to talk to you soon. Bye.